This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, famed broadcaster Larry King has died at age 87. He was known for wearing suspenders to hold up his pants, but also for his conversational interviews with world leaders, movie stars, and ordinary people. King died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, according to multiple sources. No cause of death was given, but CNN reported on January 2nd that King had been hospitalized with COVID-19. King was a longtime nationally syndicated radio host, and from 1985 through 2010, he was a nightly fixture on CNN. He conducted an estimated 50,000 on-air interviews. In 1995, he presided over a Middle East peace summit with PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat, King Hussein of Jordan, and Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. He welcomed on his show everyone from the Dalai Lama and Barack Obama to Bill Gates and Lady Gaga. A few other interesting facts about the broadcaster: his show Larry King Live debuted in 1985 and became CNN's highest-rated program. At the time, he was paid $100,000 a year, but his salary eventually grew to more than $7 million. He at one time smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day until he had a heart attack in 1987, and he was married 8 times to 7 different women. One he married twice. And while we're at it, here are some interesting facts about America's new president, Joe Biden. At 78 years old, he is the oldest newly inaugurated U.S. chief executive in history and the oldest sitting president ever. For more on top news stories today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 10,000 people are reported by Reuters to have gathered in central Moscow to rally in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, answering his call for nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin's rule. Demonstrators gathered at Moscow's central Pushkin Square and nearby streets, despite a heavy police presence and detentions, holding signs that read, "Russia will be free," and chanting, "Putin is a thief." Some then marched towards the Kremlin, while others blocked the Russian capital's main thoroughfares. Navalny called on his allies to take to the streets after he was detained in a Moscow airport last weekend. He was arrested moments after arriving from Germany, where he had flown in August to recover from a near-fatal poisoning with a Soviet-designed nerve agent. Police detained nearly 400 people in cities in the Far East, Siberia, and the Urals earlier Saturday, where demonstrators braved icy temperatures and official warnings. At least 2,000 of Navalny's supporters gathered in Russia's second city, St. Petersburg, also on Saturday. This week, Navalny released a video investigation alleging that Putin was the owner of a palatial property on the Black Sea worth more than $1 billion. The video report has been viewed more than 66 million times. Iran may cooperate with the United States on oil and security in the Gulf, but not on Israel, the Iranian foreign minister said in remarks published on Saturday. Ties between Tehran and Washington worsened under the administration of former President Donald Trump, who in 2018 withdrew from Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers and reimposed sanctions that have crippled its economy. Iran called for action and not just words shortly after Joe Biden was sworn in as president on Wednesday. Biden has said Washington will rejoin the nuclear deal if Iran resumes strict compliance. Mohammad Zarif said in an interview with the reformist Etmad newspaper, quote, "In my personal opinion, we should define our relationship with the United States to tell the U.S. that we will not cooperate with you if the issue is Israel and we will disagree with you." He continued, "Iran will not allow you to interfere in its internal affairs, but we have no problem working with you on the question of oil. We have no problem with ensuring the security of the Persian Gulf, though we believe that a foreign presence in the Persian Gulf causes insecurity and you should not be there." For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.